is Kaya Biz.
Kaya Biz.
With Gold at 4P.
On Kaya 959.
On the street.
On the air.
3 minutes after 7 o'clock, and I'm so excited. Yes, I don't always say that often, but you would know that we tend to have fun on the show, right? And more than having fun, we always speak to guests who can inform us, educate us, and of course, leave us not only asking a few more questions, but also feeling as though we have a better perspective on life, business, and all things to do with finance. And today, we are speaking to someone who has a great level of passion for the development of SMMEs in South Africa, a true pioneer in the world of entrepreneurship herself, having worked and established multiple businesses in her personal capacity, but also has an astounding career within corporate South Africa, given her more than 17 years of experience as a chartered accountant. So we know she loves numbers. She loves people. So her and I have a few things in common, and maybe that's why I'm super excited this evening. All of this is about Pivot Point, where we're going to discuss pivotal factors to direct and catapult entrepreneurs in South Africa, and most importantly, ensure their sustainability in the South African market. This is Pivot Point.
Pivot Point on Kaya Biz.
Zizi Ponyanga joins us in studio. She's the managing executive at Grindrod Bank SME Division and Platform Banking. Such a pleasure to have you with us.
Hi, Kuku, and hi to the listeners.
Oh, fantastic and a real delight. I think having read your title, some folks might think, hold on, managing executive for SME Division and Platform Banking. That sounds huge. Give us some context and perspective as to what it actually is that you do for Grindrod Bank.
So you've already touched on my passion in terms of entrepreneurship and SME development and funding. I think the platform banking side of my portfolio brings the financial inclusion and use of technology to get to the people that wouldn't otherwise have access to financial products.
And this is important, right? Because we often talk to entrepreneurs here on the show. You yourself have been an entrepreneur, and there are particular nuances that speak to the challenges that we so often experience around entrepreneurship. And I'm hoping that you can lead us there just to fully understand how there are solutions out there, but again, it's access to entrepreneurs that tends to hold their performance back.
There's a lot of challenges that entrepreneurs face, and I think for me, it's important that there's information out there, there's help out there. For us that are helpers of entrepreneurs in the ecosystem, we must play our role and see how we can help the entrepreneurs succeed. So in my role, I fund entrepreneurs in terms of funding, giving money for cash flow problems and all that stuff. There are other people that also offer non-financial support. There are other people that also offer grant funding or markets. You know, those in corporates would be offering markets in terms of procurement spend that is allocated to SMEs. There's a number of key ingredients that are important in making sure that SMEs succeed.
Got you. And I think those are such important points, Zipo, because when we interview entrepreneurs, there's always, we need capital. But the mentorship, the support, the guidance and access to markets is such a critical factor that we tend to overlook. Perhaps lead us down that journey and as to understanding why these are critical and perhaps even sharing some case studies of success stories that you've experienced within your journey through Grindrod and through your career overall.
So I often say, Gugu, to entrepreneurs, people will say, I'm not starting my business because I don't have funding. If you dig deep into whatever is the challenge, you find that it's not actually the funding. There's a whole lot of other things that are important. Firstly, entrepreneurs need to familiarize themselves as to who is out there, who can help me with what.
Yeah.
If you come to a Grindrod Bank, what is the mandate and target market of Grindrod Bank? If you go to a DFI, what is their mandate? What are they looking to help entrepreneurs with? And then you go straight to the doors where you are likely to get help instead of wasting time. We know that time is money for entrepreneurs. So imagine if you do your research and understand exactly in the entrepreneurship ecosystem who does what. In the form of corporates, they offer access to markets. They get BE points to be able to give when they give business to small enterprises.
Sure.
So before you say you are looking for funding, make sure that you've got a checklist of, am I really in the business of making money, or am I just, you know, doing a hobby that I think it's a business that is not necessarily going to translate into a money-making machine? So what am I selling? Who is going to buy my product? and what pricing is important for me. Am I affected by load shedding? Am I affected by the interest rates that are going up?
Mm.
What is my pricing going to be if I take into account all these things that are happening, so that at the end of the day, I'm not just running on a treadmill and not making money. I'm doing business and making sure that the pricing is correct, and I monitor my cash flows, I monitor my profits, and I am making money in that business and employing others.
I'm keen to understand, because you're a numbers girl, right, as a CA. So you look at facts, figures, and the emotion is outside the door. But how have you interacted with entrepreneurs who are so enthralled by the passion of the project and the love behind it that they tend to forget these administrative issues, right? And sometimes we're even afraid to partner with people because you fear or might be slightly embarrassed by the fact that, you know, you're not that business savvy. So how have you interacted with entrepreneurs who have that kind of thinking or kind of approach, and maybe even words of encouragement to them to correct it proudly without the shame or fear?
So I see this, Google, in different phases of SMEs. It's not just micro enterprises or small enterprises, even medium sized enterprises that have got revenue of about 100 million and above.
Sure.
They have a challenge in prioritizing financial reporting, prioritizing numbers. Think of it, even if you're a medium-sized enterprise, you've been in business for a while. When you want to expand as a fund, I'm going to want to see financial history. I'm going to want to see how your business has performed for me to give you more money and millions to run your business and expand it. So it's important for entrepreneurs to understand, while it is important for you to know the technical aspects of the business, it's also important to understand the numbers. Mm-hmm. If you are not an accountant, get an accountant in your business to help you marry the qualitative stuff to the numbers. For instance, the example I was making, to say, as an entrepreneur, you might be sitting here thinking, you are hearing Google talking about interest rates going up. You have no idea how it affects you in your business. If you are not a financial person, you might ignore that fact that interest rates are up or load shedding is disrupting businesses. You start seeing the impact of that when your money at the end of the day is not there, when you're not making profits, when your cash flows are affected, you are unable to pay your creditors. All of a sudden, now you're feeling the pinch.
Hey, and that's a reality that a lot of South Africans actually face, especially those who might move into entrepreneurship, specifically from a place of desperation or financial struggle and just thinking, let me just start this. If you've just joined us, we're in conversation with the managing executive of Grindrod Bank, SME Division and Platform Banking, Zizipho Nyanga, who's joining us in studio as our Pivot Point guest this evening, talking all things entrepreneurship, as it is a passion point for her. But of course, someone who happens to be an entrepreneur herself, so is really talking from experience. And maybe let's wear that hat, right? Because sometimes people think, you're talking about entrepreneurship because you work for Grindrod Bank, because it's part of your mandate. But you have literally been on the ground in your own capacity, building businesses and even assisting other people within your ecosystem to be bold and strong and sustainable entrepreneurs. What have your biggest lessons been? I won't say failures, lessons in that space been.
So I'm not scared of failure at all. And I think failure is part of success. I took a decision at some point in my career to venture into entrepreneurship at the worst time, 2008, 2009, when there was economic meltdown. And I bent my fingers. Here I was, a chartered accountant, thinking that I've calculated all my risks. Mm. I know that, you know, even if we run out of funds, we're going to be safe for a number of months. And we ran out of money, the investors pulled out, and I almost lost everything.
Sure.
The nice thing about being in corporate and also being passionate about entrepreneurship is that you understand, you can be in the shoes of the entrepreneurs. When the entrepreneur is calling you saying, listen, when are you approving my loan? I need to pay those salaries, or I need to pay my creditors. You understand exactly what they are talking about. So speed in terms of assisting SMEs is very important, because often at times they come to banks and funders at the 11th hour looking for money, looking for help to sort of satisfy that purchase order that they got. So speed is very important for me. And I know that when entrepreneurs are coming to funders and banks, they are really looking for help.
Yeah.
So it has helped me to understand how failure looks like personally myself, and I can then have the empathy when an entrepreneur comes through the door looking for funding.
Another aspect you've been very honest about and bold about is this perception that people have that comes with the sexiness of being an entrepreneur, right? The, oh, I'm working from a coffee shop with my lovely items, and I'm going to make my own money and be my own boss. But you have been very bold in saying, yay!
It's not that glamorous, hey? Entrepreneurship can be very lonely. I posted earlier today about the fact that don't go broke trying to look rich.
Yeah.
You know, in the time of interest rates rising and costs rising and load shedding and all these challenges that SMEs are facing, you don't want to be found renting a space in Sandton when you could actually be working from home and saving that money. So understanding how to bootstrap your business and really limiting your overheads is going to help you if you are one of those entrepreneurs at this difficult time.
Yeah, definitely. And that's a very, you know, appropriate. We've just wrapped up a conversation about the commercial property space. And if anything, working from home is the trend that is actually pulling back on the performance of the commercial property space in terms of tenants and rentals there. And that also takes us to, I guess, some of the insight that you can also share specifically about female entrepreneurs. You yourself are an amazing wife and mother, but you're also very passionate about woman development.
Yes.
Myself included, if I can. And that also speaks to, I guess, some of the learnings that we as women also need to be mindful of as entrepreneurs, right? Because sometimes you're so busy juggling everything else that you forget some of the other fundamentals that are involved with entrepreneurship. Are there any particular mistakes that women specifically make within the journey of entrepreneurship?
So I'd say lessons this time instead of mistakes. I think as women, we have a lot of responsibilities on our shoulders. We have a lot of things that we are juggling with. For me, as a mother, as a wife, as an entrepreneur, as a career woman, to get to studio today, I needed to make sure that I cooked supper before I get here. And I would have done all that I needed to do at work. So there's a lot of things that you juggle with, unlike our the other gender that often doesn't have to do those things. So for me, the important lesson as a woman entrepreneur is to have a good support structure so that if you don't have to cook, don't cook. Get someone to cook the food. If you can't take the kids to school on a certain day, get someone to do that and juggle your balls. Just know which balls you can't drop. Because for me, family is very important. It's the one thing I go back to after work, after business. So I cannot drop that ball to such a point where I can't recover.
That is such an interesting perspective, because I think sometimes we don't think of it that way as to which balls you're not going to drop. We just think keep them all in the air.
No.
And one of the ways that you've often encouraged a lot of us to do this is through introspection, through coaching, and through ongoing self-development.
Yes.
And I always remember at the vision board party you hosted earlier this year, and in many of your Facebook lives that you've hosted, you always remind us to look at your blind spots.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Talk us through that, because it's a very important leadership lesson.
I was actually talking about the blind spots earlier today at work. It's important as a person to know that you have blind spots. There are things that you are doing that you are not aware of. So taking that time to reflect for me is very important. Journaling and also getting feedback, constructive feedback, hopefully from those people that are around you.
Yeah.
Because no man is an island, Gugu, you'll agree with me, even in business, even at home, wherever you are, you always need something from someone else. I always see myself as a piece of a puzzle. So think of it, even if you're an entrepreneur, if you don't surround yourself with people that know more or so around the business that you are running, you're running a risk of failing, because everything is about you as the founder. There is no different perspective. If you have this blind spot, no one is telling you that, Gugu, watch out, there's something wrong with this approach of yours. How about we approach it differently? So I would encourage women entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs in general to really surround themselves with the right people that are going to complement their strengths, so that when you have a blind spot, someone else can cover you on that weakness.
Make it practical for us, Sissy. Now we want to get to know you here better and maybe, you know, how you've made it practical in your circle or witnessed other people doing it well. And I ask this because you've had a wonderful journey in both corporate and through entrepreneurship. And some people might think, ah, you have it easy because you've got access, right? And we might think, well, we're excluded from these circles, so we won't really get the sounding boards and the sound advice that we actually require. But are there a few practical steps and tools you can share?
So I learned earlier on in my career, Gugu, that if you're not invited to the table, build the table yourself.
Yep.
So when we talk about circles, powerful circles and all that stuff, if you look within your own network and you take your phone book and see who's who on your phone book.
That's an important reminder.
You know, there's something called peer mentorship. Whether you are in business, whether you are in corporate, there's always someone very close to you that can impact knowledge to you, that can advise you. Whether you're struggling, maybe there's a board meeting tomorrow, you don't know what to do, or you are struggling with conflict at work, or you're struggling with a certain customer that is not paying you on time. There's always someone who you can run things past and get a different perspective. For me, what has worked is to look around me and nurture those relationships such that I have that support structure, rather than thinking I'm going to try and penetrate certain circles that don't open up for me. I create my own circles and then I add value in the other people's lives so that when I need them, they can also do the same for me.
Very true. Another lesson that I'm hoping you can share with us is one related to perseverance. And you've also posted about this recently, that sometimes we, again, going back to entrepreneurship, oh, I've got this great idea. Oh, I wish I could do this like so-and-so. Or that's not my circle, so I can't penetrate it. And you have often reminded us to just start.
Do it.
Yeah,
yes.
Do it. Right?
There's a famous quote that says, start where you are with what you have and just do it. We often think that we can't do certain things because we're waiting for help elsewhere. There's a lot of power in starting with what you have, where you are. As I said, looking around who can help you in your own circles, but within you, your own credibility. If you've gone to school or you've got a certain skill, you could actually start a business. For example, Gugu, I often say entrepreneurs would say, I'm not starting because I haven't registered a company with CIPC. You don't even have to register the company. You can start as a sole proprietor and do what you need to do. So those are the simple examples of saying you can start where you are with what you have.
Exactly. We've spoken to you as the executive. We've spoken to you as the entrepreneur. We've spoken to you as the big sister and the mentor. And perhaps now let's just talk to you as Zizipho.
Yes.
This feature is called Pivot Point, and you've shared a number of pivotal lessons and experiences with us. And I'm keen to understand what pivotal influence do you hope to have within these different ecosystems that you serve in?
So Gugu, the one thing I've observed is that there has been scarcity of relatable role models. So you look at the world of social media, you see people successful, you can't really tell their story behind that particular success, which is often having a lot of failures, a lot of lessons.
Yeah.
For me, I really want to be a relatable model, someone who can be as I am and tell it like it is. If I failed, I failed. If I'm scared, I'm scared. If I want to cry, I will cry, you know, but it doesn't mean that I will remain down there. I will pull myself up and try and do the best that I can. So as people in business and in corporate, let us remember that we have people that are behind us that are looking at us thinking, how did Gugu get there? You need to be conscious of trying to impart that knowledge to them and make sure that they can see that it's doable, but it can be challenging. But further ahead of us, there are people that have gone ahead of us in terms of the journeys. How do we relate to them? How can we learn to them? And how can we learn from them? And we don't have to know them personally. We can, you know, access information and use social media in a manner that is very assisting in terms of personal growth and development.
definitely. Relatable role models. That's certainly an aspect that we need to be mindful of. And of course, ongoing growth to shift the narrative around entrepreneurship in South Africa and just leadership, really. Thank you so much for your time this evening. Incredibly, incredibly appreciative of your time and the knowledge and insight that you shared, and wishing you all the best going forward. We thank will you. Be sure to connect many of our entrepreneurs who call us looking for funding and support to
yes,
you.
Yes, thank you.
Fantastic.
Thank you. We are open
fantastic.
To that. Thank
you. That's Zizi Ponyanga, who's a managing executive at Grindrod Bank, specifically for the SME division and platform banking for the institution, sharing some insight with us regarding some key lessons that entrepreneurs need to be mindful of, how best we can build a better SME ecosystem in South Africa, and of course, going back to individuality, right? Personal development, being mindful of the environment that you serve in, and being relatable role models that we can be.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the streets, on the air.